You are listening to the podcast, episode 798.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Don't you know I can read you? I'm a recluse. If you let me out, I will let loose. It's just an easel. It's an evil. Does it give me hook for the refill? Tell them I'll reach to if I need to. Just wait outside till I see you. And there goes the church.
Was Tab with Thief Robber Crook featuring Jade Gritty. From the States, Tab, also known as Tab in Stereo, is a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, MC producer from New Jersey in the US of A. Don't know why I just put USA then. Over the years, he's worked with the likes of DJ Tiesto, Method Man, Ghostface Killah, Lords of the Underground 112 and more. You can find out more by checking them out on Jamendo because I can't find anything else.
112, weren't they a boy band? I'm sure they were a boy band.
Don't know.
Okay.
But I liked that. And I was saying it would work quite well as like a crime drama.
I think it would do. I think you're right.
And I don't just mean because it was known as Thief Robber Crook. I think more.
Or even Crook.
Crook, sorry. I think more the fact that it's quite smooth.
Quite dark as well. Noisy. Almost grungy.
Grunge.
Grunge. I do like that word, grunge. Sorry, I picked the wrong moment to take a gobful of chocolate. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 798. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music and inane, insane, whatever you want to call it, waffle. And yeah, that's kind of how things go as we edge even closer to our episode 800 celebrations.
Maha.
This is Ionian Smile with If It's Cold in the Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Risen the king, we'll tear down the walls. there they build, begging them forth to peace. But tonight we dance, hand in hand. Beneath the moonlight we will dream of the love that set us free.
Yeah!
Was a beautiful song by Caleb Lemond with Tonight We Dance from the States, and that was from an album called The Thing with Feathers, which is quite funny because somebody made a cat reference and people were talking about it being a fetish site, and Thing with Feathers could also be construed as that. Anyway,
cats don't have feathers.
No, but people have a thing with feathers. You can find out more about them by their Jamendo profile. And not only did I like that, it also made me think of Barefoot McCoy. Similar sort of styling.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yes. And before that, you heard Ionian Smile with their track If It's Cold in the Winter. They are an alternative rock band from Italy. We have played them a few times over the last 7 years or so. But the first time we played them was on our now immortalised episode number 448, Splash of Inspiration. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I've got a little surprise for you very shortly. Ionian Smile are from Italy, and you can find more of their music over on their Jamendo profile, which we'll link to in our show notes over at thebugcast.org.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have an Alex.
We do not do that. We give proper cuddles at night.
Alex was just going to try and get away with a waving goodbye and then walking off. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen. Not in this house. Bless you.
Bless you.
Or get into bed then, where it's nice and warm.
He's cold and he's tired because he had a very long day yesterday, and I need to have a moan at somebody. Not anybody on the show.
No, exactly.
But close to 12 hours with not much to eat and drink.
Yeah. Yes, that's not good. Not good at all.
Somebody didn't do their maths properly.
What?
Somebody didn't do their maths properly if they thought that they would get back from a certain place.
Oh, I see, yes.
Within an hour and a half, when it takes at least two.
Indeed.
And it took 3.5.
Yes. Talking of maths, why don't you tell us who is in our... It's got nothing to do with maths at all, actually. Who's in our chat room right now over at thebugcast.org/live?
So my mathematical prowess is scrolling through the chat room right now through the plethora of hundreds of messages to realise that in the chat room we have got Aris, we have got Maestratio, we have got George and his queen, unless she's run away because she's heard my voice. We've got Fat Freddy, we have got Amy Hussey, we've also got Kevy. We've got Yannick, and I think I've got them all, unless you're about to tell me any different.
I don't think so, but I'm sure that had you missed, did you say Amy?
Yes.
I'm sure if you miss somebody, then they will be very quick to shout up and tell you, because that's what they do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right, before we play our next song proper, I mentioned earlier about the previous song that I played being originally played on the episode Splash of Inspiration. And we've got a little bonus track for you. This is a track we have played before, but it hasn't been played on this show in over 6 years. After episode 448 was recorded, a certain person by the name of Jonathan Ralph took, you know what's coming, took hold of the audio. And then this happened. Splash of Inspiration.
probably have some stuff to talk about.
A very large chicken.
Excellent. And please remember, this is a family show. Really.
Done a bit of a doo-doo. Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
I went for a wee.
It's a natural thing.
Whilst I was having a wee, I got this chicken.
Yes.
She inadvertently revealed...
her breasts.
Knock 'em stiff. I really enjoyed that, that erotic chicken.
It's usually me that let the naughty in. Keep back from the platform edge or you may get sucked off.
What's wrong with you? Because she is such a child.
But it was knocking the chicken stiff.
Oh, crumbs. Moving on. So stop being rude.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
Lass from the help desk came on and you broke my laptop.
Slutty models.
You need to fix this.
My something so big.
Where did that come from?
Noo-noo.
Noo-noo. It broke. Flash. Dropping me Bucharest. Beauty.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
There's nothing here yet. Come back soon.
There is nothing.
From Italy. Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
Doctor thing.
You're not a medical professional either. You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 448. There is nothing erotic dropping me chicken.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
Noo-noo.
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 Nothing. Nothing.
A very large chicken.
The Bugcast chicken.
Trusted advisor.
The Bugcast chicken.
Bye.
It never gets old. That was when we first heard this, when it first came out, when Jonathan first sent it to us and said, do with this what you want. Well, of course, the first thing we did was play it. Well, as soon as we could do, of course, we were right in the middle of our best of season at that moment. So we had to wait until the first episode of the new season. But we still, every so often, it'll come up in conversation or one of us will go nothing if it's an appropriate answer to a question. And yeah, it's just amazing, amazing piece of audio. And we are incredibly grateful to Jonathan for providing that for us.
Thank you.
Yes. Anyway, moving on. This is a slightly different track, actually. I do like this. It's quite quirky. It's kind of the kind of track you would have played, Caroline. This is Lorenzo's Music with Rainy Day Friction.
What if I want to stay?
out, this would be where we start. I know that we had that one spot. What if I want to stay after you walk away? That leaves me with nothing I hold. Did you bury the tide and all that went by? I'll keep all of that if you don't mind.
Happiness is Beer and the Bugcast Podcast, the independent music podcast.
For you, the one whose ankle is chained to the anchor, submerged, I want to meet you underwater in sub-oceans far and under. High above the seabed, I'll dive to meet you. Ah, just in time to set you free. Fill my lungs with your last breaths. You'll see, this is our safe place, shipwreck underneath. This is now our home, fathoms beneath. This is a safe place, the shipwreck's underneath. This is now our home, fathoms beneath. The land we used to know, the land we used to walk on, aim in the summer. And I will fill yours with mine. Let our lungs transform into gills. We will breathe water and never ever need air. Our hands and feet will never again suffer. They won't shrivel up again. Like water skin turns into when we stay in the tub too long. Hey! And wrinkling will never become elderly. This is our safe place, shipwreck underneath. to know the land we used to walk on, aim in the cement. The land we used to know, the land we used to walk on high. The wings of a sail.
And that was a welcome return to Lawrence Danova. We played, he's got four tracks on Jamendo at the moment, and we played three of them already on shows 705, 717, 736, and then I realised we'd missed one. He says, the song Resurfacing represents a journey towards self-discovery, reconciliation and escapism. It's written as a metaphorical narrative of finding solace and escape in an underwater world, a symbolic safe haven away from the struggles and surfaces of the land above. Shipwrecks are wreckages of the past that also remind us of our own resilience and strength. And find out more by checking out their Jamendo profile. But yes, I liked that one.
I did too, quite a bit actually.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And before that, you heard Lorenzo's music with Rainy Day Friction, the third song for a film soundtrack project they've been working on. It's classified as a melancholic song. Sparse piano, strings and bass set the pace, while vocals, baritone, sax and organ create an ASMR-like crescendo in the chorus, evoking feelings of longing for a scene in the movie. We have played Lorenzo's music a billion times, quite a few times in the past, and I wish to thank Yannick for once again reminding us that he has actually met Lorenzo's music. They are from Madison in Wisconsin, US, and you can find out more about them and their music over at lorenzosmusic.com.
Excellent.
Right, so the news has exploded in the last few hours.
Well, I think you need to rewind. The news has gone crazy over about a week or two. So it's quite a while now, but there were an announcement, I think it was back in January, that the Princess of Wales was having an operation. Then she'd need a bit of recovery before she would re-enter public life around Easter time. A bit of murmuring at the time, but the last couple of weeks has been absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
There's been theories that they must have killed her and, they're just trying to get rid of the body. He's having an affair. She's having an affair. She's had an abortion. She's been forced to have it. She's been put in a mental institution because she's been stressed.
The big hoo-ha about the portrait that was posted last week, where everybody said, oh, that's been photoshopped.
Yeah. So it's all been a bit of a mess, and it was getting quite something. But today they've released a video of the princess. Now, usually when the royal family communicate something, it's a letter-headed letter that goes out to the press, but I believe she's done a video to get in front of the likely, oh, well, that's not her, that letter. They're just doing that to cover it up. Mm. So she's done a video to say that, she has had surgery. It was quite major. At the time, she was being tested for potential for cancer, and at the time she was given the all clear, but they've later said that they have detected cancer. So she's going through some treatment, including chemotherapy, mostly as a precautionary period because they believe they've removed it. But she's asking people for privacy because it's bad having surgery. It's a mind mess being told you've got cancer when you thought you'd got all the clear. And irrespective of whether they're royalty or not, they are the parents of three young children. So ultimately, and I think we both said this, that video should never have had to happen because ultimately, despite the fact that they are public figures, that was their own business.
Right. So looking at this from the perspective of the family, obviously they have to deal with whatever they're going through themselves anyway. Not to mention the fact that they have to then explain to their children what's going on. And all the while that's going on, there's conjecture, there's supposition, there's guesswork, there's conspiracy theories around what might be happening. The only reason the Princess of Wales has actually come out and given this almost like a press release by video is because everybody else is just getting out of hand. Yeah. I know this is a public family. I know they were basically born or married into a public life, and they obviously accept this fact. Those that do, of course. Not getting into that right now. But the point here, I think, is that it doesn't matter that they're a part of the British royal family. They are still human beings at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And all of this guesswork. Oh, I wonder, yeah, somebody just said, popped into the chat room. Oh, I thought they were abducted by aliens. Okay, tongue in cheek, fair play. But I am sure there was a conspiracy theory going around about that.
Well, you know what? There was also a video last weekend that TMZ ran of apparently Kate and Will's at a farm shop. Not, with 100% not her. Either that or she'd grown 4 feet. But then there was a whole hoo-ha about that. The chances are that was somebody making money out of the American press.
Probably.
By staging it.
Yeah. And they would, the press would have paid for a photograph like that if they believed in any way that that might have been true.
Yeah. And TMZ ran it and then turned around and thought, actually, we realise we've probably jumped the gun there. But then that is the press's thing, isn't it? The torn between wanting to be the one to commit the
exactly
scoop.
They want to get there first,
yeah, which has bitten them on the bum a few times. But I think ultimately what this is that there are certain people who will never ever be anything other than keyboard trolls and keyboard right. warriors. You don't have to like the royal family, you don't have to be interested in it, you just need let them live their lives, basically. And I am going to listen to our chat room, who clearly are not the ones that are lingering on this because they really want to just listen to music. And we will play more music.
Was there another thing we had? Oh, yes, you wanted to...
One more thing. And this has nothing to do with the royal family, so this is okay. I just want to mark the fact that I have had another hectic week. And I've nicknamed this Stemazing Week.
Brilliant.
I successfully did an event this week with some volunteers who had organised and helped and got to help me, but it was the biggest single event we had done, and whilst it absolutely shattered me, it was brilliant, and it was called Get Up to Speed in STEM. There were 5,500 people there of different ages. We spoke to between 1,200 and 1,400 people, including my colleague, Evan, who was an absolute champion and walked around as Ted, who is a mascot for the company, which is a nondescript Roblox-esque railway engineer, although kids at the time thought it was Bob the Builder. But it was a brilliant event, which is going to be annual, but I'm really chuffed at how well it went. And yes, it was worth being rushed off my feet.
Yes, but you haven't been in a great place in the evenings.
No, I've been absolutely shattered in the evenings.
Yes.
Well, we were having a discussion about this at work. We're recognising that November is going... Sorry, March, see, even terrible. March is always going to be a killer because there's so much happening around that. What we're going to do next year is we're going to plan for that and take away other tasks that will cause a burden, and they will get done in February or April.
Mm.
So that we know March is going to be a killer, but we focused our efforts. which I think will be better.
Fair enough.
But yes, I like The Amazing. There is some sort of organisation somewhere that call themselves The Amazing, but I have a bit of a about their ethos, which I'll rant about in the chat room in a bit. Ooh, there you go.
You go. See, if you're not in the chat room, you're going to miss that. Right. Okay. So next track. This is Rajar featuring Crazy Little Asian with Glass Heart.
Friday nights, 9:30 PM UK time at thebookcast.org.
We'll be right back. sleep and I'll sell you everything. It's so calm and quiet outside, just like you. Nobody is rushing, just the rain is falling down with a sound of thousands of little drowns. Can't stop watching these lights. No, I don't wanna know what you are thinking about, because I'm afraid of it.
Was Pat Berry with City Lights from Czechia. We've played a few of their tracks before. We played the track Her on show 638. That's her as in her over there, not hair on her head. Just in case my accent didn't come across. We played Desolation on show 642 and Trigger on show 643. And I thought that was another great track. You can find out more by checking them out on Facebook at As Pat Berry with, Pat two, with T's. Two T's.
Yes. Pat Berry.
Pat Berry.
Yes. And before that, you heard Rajar with Glass Heart featuring the vocals of Crazy Little Asian, of course. And that was yet another fantastic CC Mixter collaboration, which appeared on the site just last weekend. You can find out more about Rajar's music over at rajarmusic.de. So we have one more track to play you, which I will tell you about very shortly. And I've just realised where the confusion came in my head. When we were about to play your previous track, I couldn't work out whether it's yours or mine. And I was like, that's my track. I'm sure I played that earlier. And it's got your name against it. But look at my last one, what it's called.
Oh, right, yes.
So that's what kind of confused me. So, yes, there it is. Right, a little bit of housekeeping. Early reminder that there is a pod crawl coming up in good few weeks, actually. I think 6 weeks away. Saturday the 11th of May from 6 p.m. UK time will be our next online pod crawl, which will be taking place in our Telegram chat group over at Pod Crawl Telegram. So not the Bugcast Telegram group, the Pod Crawl Telegram group. Full details of that will be available over at tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl. So please do come along to that. And a reminder that we are getting ever closer to our Listener's Choice. I'm going to try that again. Listener's Choice episode on episode 800, which is only 2 weeks away. So you have approximately, at the time of recording, about a week and a half. I'll give you a final reminder next week to get your choices in. We have had so far 11 track submissions, which is absolutely fantastic. We have room for more. So if you want to tell us about any tracks that you've heard since episode 753 onwards that you want to hear again as part of our Listener's Choice celebration, then go over to thebugcast.org/choice and tell us what that track is, and we will include it again on episode 800. And then following that, both myself and Caroline will have an episode dedicated to our personal choices from the last year as well. Do you want 801 this time round?
Could do.
It's entirely up to you. I know you prefer the extra time because you like to take your time over the choices, but if you want 801, you're absolutely welcome to it. Just let me know sooner rather than later.
All right.
Cool. Right. Next week, the podcast episode 799 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 29th of March, from 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us for any reason, you can. We have a number of ways you can do that. Full details of that you can find over at thebugcast.org/contact. And I should give you fair warning, actually, that there is an upcoming week where we will be not be doing a live show. And that will be on April the 26th, when Caroline and I will be in Nottingham gigging with The Fierce and the Dead. Well, no, we're not going to be gigging with them, but we're going to be at a gig that The Fierce and the Dead are going to be performing.
I'm sure we'll do a bit of air guitaring and stuff, but...
Well, I'll be air drumming, so...
Yeah.
I might take my glow-in-the-dark drumsticks so that the Fierce and the Dead drummer might, you know, invite me over to play. I don't know enough of their songs, actually. I think I might make a complete hash of doing that. But yes, so that day we will not be doing a live show. If anybody wants to take over for us and do a show instead, you'd be very welcome. Right, it is last track time. Laugh track time. Yeah, don't laugh at this. This is last track time. And we're going to be playing a track by Sean Ferry. Now, he is a singer-songwriter, musician and producer who when I say we, I mean Caroline, have played twice before. This track, however, is a brand new release onto Jamendo just this week. He's from Bloomington in Indiana, And you can find out more about Sean over at his website, which is seanferry.com. So thank you ever so much for listening. Thank you for everybody in the chat room that's been really, really chatty this evening. Really good to have your contributions. We shall leave you with Sean Ferry and his track, Rethinking. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Wishing upon a star, wondering how you are. Will I ever get up? Tired of all the things you do. would see me through. Oh, what I would do differently and lose. My actions, I keep rethinking.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.